Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Tough loss last night despite the comeback against the Rangers to tie it and send it into two extra innings. And, you know, you got a pretty solid start from Doug Fister to begin the game. Went five innings when it looked like that first inning. He might not even make it out of that, but wound up giving you five.
Yeah, after the first five hitters, you know, we had the one caught stealing, but the first five hitters had positive at-bats against us, and they're looking at a huge inning, and he was able to keep it at two runs and then really pitched well. I mean, he got better as the outing went along. In the fifth inning, you know, I felt like he'd had enough, and we could turn it over to Davinsky, keep it close, Harris, keep it close, Feliz kept it close, Gregerson kept it close. We end up tying it, and Giles comes through with two really big innings to give us a chance to win it. But tough loss at the end after such a hard fought game. Another one run loss to the Rangers, which I've seen enough of in my last couple of years. But proud of our group, but also not enough to win.
Hey, you mentioned the bullpen, and you know it's a shame James Hoyt gives up the home run to Odor in the 12th, and that winds up being a loss. But up until that point, the bullpen had been outstanding, and one of only two times this year that you asked Giles to get you two innings.
Yeah, this is the time of year where you're going to ask him to do a few things. I had Harris pitching in a game where we were down, Davinsky pitching in a game where we're down, Gregerson pitching in a game that we were down. So, you know, I felt like we had our best bullpen arms in the game as long as we possibly could, including Giles's two innings. So, you know, Hoyt made one bad pitch that whole inning. It was the 2-0 pitch to Odor, and he ends up hitting the ball out of the ballpark. He got his other three outs, and then we couldn't scratch anything across against Diekman. So, you know, I think as a whole, the bullpen knows when they come to the field in September, they could pitch any inning at any time.
Yeah, when you get to this point in the year, I mean, most of the year, and I know you're very conscious of this, you know, you're careful about guys pitching 3 days in a row, four out of five, stuff like that. But you do all of that for September if you have to make a sprint to try and get into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a build up to right now, and it's all hands on deck. Now, I'm not going to hurt somebody and put them in harm's way to abuse them. But I think our guys know to prepare to pitch mentally and physically, and none of them feel very good. I mean, this is a long year, and September is heightened anxiety and heightened stress. But it's why we do this, and these games are really important. The losses feel like, you know, two losses at a time. The wins feel a little bit more like relief, but we need a few more wins to get where we need to get.
Got Brad Peacock on the mound today against the Rangers, his second start since in his latest stint up from AAA. I know in the start against Cleveland, he didn't go very deep. Is that by design, and is it a similar plan tonight?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, part of it is he's being asked to start, and he's had a nice season in AAA, but I've got a loaded bullpen with so many arms that I want to make sure we keep our matchups there. So he probably doesn't get the leash that everybody else gets. So he can stay in as long as he's good. And in last outing, you know, he got some outs, he got some hard outs, and as soon as he started to wobble a little bit, you know, I was proactive in getting him out of the game. So I'd like him to go longer, and I'd like him to go as long as he can, as long as he's good.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Durker.
The Astros were three games ahead of the Reds on this day in 1999 when Mike Hampton took the mound at Minute Maid Park against the Phillies. Sure, he wanted to win 20, but mostly we just wanted to maintain our three-game lead on the Reds. We had won 9 straight, but Jack McKeon's team stayed hot on our trail. As it turned out, it was an easy win. Hampton went 7 innings and gave up 2 runs and left with an 11-2 lead and a sparkling ERA of 2.81. The Astros were known as the Killer Bees back then. They could and often did sting. But this game showed another dimension of that team's offense. We drew 11 walks and were hit by 2 pitches. Sure, we also got 10 hits, 4 of them doubles, but we didn't hit a single home run. Sometimes winning 20 is a walk in the park.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks. My guest today is the bench coach for the Texas Rangers, longtime Major League infielder Steve Buchel. And Steve, a couple Sundays ago, I guess it was just 9 days ago, that you had one of the best experiences I would imagine your family's ever had. Can you explain that? You left the ballpark early in Arlington when you guys were facing the Astros. Where'd you go?
Went down to Austin. I actually missed the whole game. I didn't leave early. I missed the whole game and went down to Austin and was lucky enough to attend the University of Texas versus Notre Dame football game. And like you said, it's unexplainable. It was an absolutely incredible experience.
And it was your son who was the quarterback. He's a natural freshman. He's not a redshirt freshman. He's a freshman, was in high school last year, and he got a chance to start. He was the quarterback. What did that feel like for you and your wife?
You know, it was overwhelming. It was very, and we knew, what's kind of funny is they kind of kept it under wraps, you know.
Yeah.
And I knew, or was told unofficially by Shane about a week ahead of time, not quite a week, but Charlie Strong called my wife on Friday night. Mm-hmm. I missed his call. He told me Saturday morning, and then also dropped the, I'm going to, you know, put number 7 in his locker. So we knew that before Shane knew that. But so officially, we didn't really know if he was going to start until a couple days ahead of time.
Talking with Steve Buschel, the bench coach for the Texas Rangers. And number 7, Steve, is significant because of your roommate in college, right?
Yeah, it's significant for Shane. Shane always looked up to John Elway, and wanted to be like him. Just he hasn't got to hang around him a whole bunch, but has had the opportunity to meet him once or twice and knew that we were roommates. Just liked, how he played the game, and he wears it in honor of John. It's kind of cool.
How about the goosebumps? I mean, for you guys, probably through the tunnel, probably when he threw his first touchdown, I would imagine, and then the double overtime win against Notre Dame.
The goosebumps were there just about the whole game, I'll tell you what. I mean, it's like I said, it's really hard to explain, and it was cool to go back and watch the replay of it, because whether it was my son or not, if you and I were just sitting on the couch one day, it was a great football game. Exactly. I mean, it was an incredible football game. So the goosebumps, especially when they came out of the tunnel and – my wife and I were sitting together and goes, where is he? We were trying to find him, and then we found him, and then we lost him in the midst of 100 football players. But when he trotted out there for that first series, I mean, that was a super proud moment.
How much do you guys cringe when he gets sacked or he gets hit pretty hard? It's pretty tough.
Yeah, it's really tough. That's the worst part of it, And if you watch that game, Torrey Hunter's kid got hammered in the end zone, and he missed last week with a head injury. That's one thing that as a dad, I cringe. There's some big fellas out there on that field that can run real fast. And he kind of got a little reprimanded this past game against UTEP. He ran it 11 times, and I think they gave him the business a little bit.
So they don't want him to get hurt. I mean, obviously, when did you know that he had something special as a quarterback? Did you know, or did he just work his rear end off?
He worked his rear end off. He was a really good baseball player, but football takes up so much time, especially in the state of Texas, like you know. I mean, if you're going to get camps at 7-on-7, I mean, it's darn near year-round. I mean, it's really crazy. So I think, football-wise, you saw it as a little kid growing up, but he was just always just a competitive, fiery little kid. He's different now. He's calm, still has that intensity, but it's so calm. When he was little, he was completely the opposite. So thank goodness he grew out of that.
And then tell me about the moment walking outside of the locker room. You and your wife are sitting there waiting for him, and what was that like?
It was classic Shane, if you knew him. I mean, his exact words were, he goes, "Hey, Pops, what's up?" I'm like, really? You just beat, you just had a great game against Notre Dame, a super win for the program, and that's just how he is. I mean, he's so low-key, but he was thrilled. I know that. And like I said, we couldn't have been more proud that day.
Well, we were proud, too. I mean, I'm a UT fan now as well, and it's mostly because of Shane, your son. Last thing with Steve Buschel, this Ranger-Astros rivalry has gone pretty one-sided this year. Do you feel like there's any one advantage your team has? There's been a lot of close games, but is it just experience at this point, you think?
God, you know what? I mean, I don't know if you can put your finger on one thing, but we have had the advantage. But like you said, so many of our games go right down till the end. Whether it's one team has a 2 or 3 or 4-run lead, it doesn't matter. Someone's pecking away, and you just know for whatever reason that it's going to come down to those last couple innings. Whoever gets the break or the big hit is going to be the one that wins. And we've come out on top, luckily.
There you go. That's Steve Buschel, the bench coach for the Texas Rangers. Thanks for catching up, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.